Good afternoon, everyone. This is the occasion of the Phi Alpha Theta annual lecture. And we're very honored today to have one of the country's leading authorities on the history of sexuality and gender in the context of 19th and 20th century American social history generally. Professor Kathy L. Pice did her doctorate at Brown in 1982. She's taught at Rutgers and Cornell. She developed a women's studies program at the University of Baltimore, University of Maryland in Baltimore County. I don't know where that is. And she's been at UMass Amherst since 1986, where she's currently director of a history graduate program. Her work has been recognized by a series of the most prestigious fellowships in our profession, an NEH, an ACLS, Smithsonian Institution, and the Woodrow Wilson. I first came across Professor Pice's work in the book Cheap Amusements, Working Women and Leisure in Turn of the Century New York, published by Temple in 1986. The background to this subject is, of course, that women in general throughout history have never had leisure, by contrast with most men. A woman's work is never done. The phenomenon that Professor Pice described in that book arose from some profound changes in the American economy, which led to a new or newly democratized leisure culture among young working class women who emerged themselves into public life for pleasure, not for reform, as of course had long been the case at that point for middle class women. And these young women put on a style of their own. They enjoyed dance madness. They expressed their appetite for excursions to such places as Coney Island, the theatre, previously monopolized by guys, and eventually, of course, the movies. She showed, too, the intergenerational conflict over such self-assertion, conflict sharpened by ethnicity. She showed, too, how young women turned the tables on their would-be middle-class women reformers and taught them a thing or two about pleasure. It's a terrific book. Original, utterly clear in its focus, in a very broad kind of context you don't normally see in a work that early in someone's career. And the research is unimpeachable. And it's helped me enormously in formulating my own approach to the history of gender, including 18th century British history. I always say to students when they read this book, it's striking that historians for years have been obsessed with history of work. And that, I think, reflects the fact that they're all obsessed with work in graduate school. And I wondered if Professor Pice danced her way through her PhD, and actually she told us over lunch that she did. So, along the same lines, it's a non-puritanical feminist work, prepared to advance the case that working women's having fun with men could be a profoundly liberating and unfulfilled feminist demand. It built upon and corrected the sexist nature of the work of Gutman and E.P. Thompson. Then Professor Pice co-edited Passion and Power, Sexuality and History in 1989, devoted to the historicizing of sexuality, the historicizing of gender. It's not like chlorophyll sex. It's against her work, this project is against essentialism, that we're born a certain way. And in that sense, it's in the profound American tradition of making ourselves. It's very notable how in this book and in other writings, her essays have been sought after and published in some very influential anthologies in the history of gender and sexuality. One edited by Anne Snitow, The Powers of Desire, The Politics of Sexuality. Mary Beth Norton's To Toil the Live Long Day, America's Women at Work. Darlene Clark Hine, Black Women in America. These are all works that any historian, any graduate student interested in women and sex must read. Recently, she co-edited Love Across the Color Line. One of her co-editors was Helen Horowitz, who was a previous lecturer in this series, in which she wrote an essay commenting, expanding, historicizing 27 letters between a working-class Irish woman and an African-American man. I would say that Professor Price's essay here is a little masterpiece. A masterpiece piece of gender and working class history, of local history. And of course, the history she describes took place in her own backyard near the University of Massachusetts. You can see the appeal of this subject, that is to say, this painful, pleasurable, romantic relationship between these two otherwise completely hidden persons in history, the history of the seriousness of trying to attain freedom and pleasure, the pursuit of happiness. And of course, the difficulties this posed to a working class woman in attaining those things. Finally, due out in May, Professor Pice has written Making Faces, Cosmetics in American Culture, to be published by Henry Holt, coming out in May. I've read some of its hors d'oeuvres, as it were, which have appeared already. Highly original, taking very seriously a subject previously ignored as literally superficial, that is to say, makeup. Addressing it in a way to elicit its complexity and, of course, its historical importance. I hope today her talk will tell us a bit more of this. Her title is American Women in the Making of Modern Consumer Culture. Professor Kathy Pice.